Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Michael Manomivable, Marina Vermilion, Astrid Gustafsson, Greg O'Neill, Robert Crouchley, Scott Shanks, Corey Trickler, Chunk Tusk, Elizabeth Brooke, Catherine Waltz, Jason Scully Clemens, Bobby Parker, Distant Egg Song, E. Forney, Lavon Staley, Deborah Lewis, Kelly Willis, Jesse Fife, JRA, Nicole Chrisholm. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Leslie Gideon. May your finishing move never be turned against you.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Thank you.
Who's that?
What?
Who's that friend? A friend of mine till the very end. I've got a bow. I've tied it round my hand, extending my hand to you as a gift. Don't touch my hand. You're covered in slime, but you're a friend of mine. Jaxel Geisman.
You made a song.
I did. Hello. Did you like my song? I wrote it for you, also for me, to listen to my own beautiful voice.
Employees are reminded that all singing will be reviewed for seditious content.
Well, your song was so beautiful it reminded me that we have a brief to open.
My songs are inspiring.
So
they inspire
I'm gonna...
people to many things. Great works. Love. People love me for my songs. People die for my songs. Mainly when I sing loudly at them while they're trying to do something dangerous, like driving or cooking.
Initiating.
So the brief is...
Yes.
From Roxanne Fuertesen.
Okay.
And they are asking for a modern, show-stopping wrestling planet dedicated to the biggest televised showdowns this side of the galaxy.
Right.
It will be the destination for big-name warriors and young rookies alike, with dedicated workout facilities, pyrotechnic technical institutes, and stadiums in every city. This planet will be non-stop, 24/7, entertainment central. So I hope you know a lot about wrestling.
I know. Next to everything. Yes, everything about wrestling. Of course I know about all topics, David.
What is next to everything?
Next to everything is most things, and then next to that, it's, you know, a lot of stuff. And then next to that, half and half. You know, half the stuff, half stuff you don't know. And then less than that, it's like, oh, I'm not sure, but, you know, give it a guess. And then beyond that, it's just shouting, and people are angry because you said you knew how to drive. Ah.
So, if everything... were a train.
Yes, okay.
And that was carriage one.
Yes, okay.
What carriage would Trexel Geisman be getting on?
Carriage one. Best carriage. Big carriage. Carriage of knowledge.
I thought you were next to everything.
Well, you know...
Wouldn't that be carriage two?
Look, I don't want to get into a fight about a metaphorical knowledge train, but I will. I'm in carriage one because I'm a first-class boy.
Metaphorical first class is reserved for upper management.
Okay, but first class was actually carriage four next to the buffet car.
Do not be facetious about the metaphorical
This is my
train.
Metaphor.
Is it your metaphor?
It's my metaphor.
I bow to your metaphor. In which case, I start in carriage one and then I go, what? This isn't first class! And I just fight my way down the train, punching conductors in the face, left and right.
So carriage four were about 50-50 knowledge?
Yeah, I'm about there.
Okay. Right, well, hopefully your 50-50 knowledge will also help us to design the non-negotiable feature, which is the capital must have the largest, flashiest stadium ever seen. It must have both environmental and gravity controls to ensure fresh, new visual spectacles every night.
Okay, well, David, I see a core here. I see a core. We are creating not only the planet that actually creates this entertainment, we're also containing its consumers, because they were saying they want modern stadiums in every city on this world. So we're creating a world with a centralized entertainment system, many cities on it. Those cities got to be full of people, negative people paying for the content. So it's a self-contained wrestling empire in which its citizens are its consumers. It's the dream, David. It's a captive audience. Literally, they're captivated by the atmosphere. They scrabble at the sky saying, let me go, but they can't get out because we've locked down the spaceports.
Right. So we're banning galactic travel.
Let's not get that. We haven't even designed the planet, David. Let's not talk about transport policy before we've designed the planet. We've got to design the government structure before that, even if we get to it.
Warning. Dangerously off topic.
Now let's talk about transport policy, actually.
Okay, fine. Transport policy. Now, a fine, solid transport policy has to be based on absolute control. Can't have people just wandering about the place, walking on their own legs. That kind of freedom would send them mad. So everybody has to wear special boots that only go where the government lets you.
Okay, and where is the government sending you?
Where it wants you to go. To your assigned place of work, certainly. Or maybe on prearranged leisure activities. You're having a walk in the park now!
Walk
that dog! No, you've gone too far the other way. Turn left. I've forgotten the milk. Back to the shop, says the government.
Fascism detected. Carry on.
Okay, Trexel, I just want to remind you...
Yes?
What's the point of this planet?
That's a good question, David. Is it total control of people's lives?
No, we're going to have to remember back to the words that I said probably about 1 minute ago.
Okay, hang on, I can do this.
What was the most prominent word? The word that came up most?
Wasn't listening or paying attention. Wasn't... Nope, you're going to have to tell me, David.
It's a word that began with a W?
Worrying.
No.
Wimble.
No.
Wendigo.
No.
Whale! It's a whale!
Nope. Wales was yesterday.
No. The Star Marlin.
Nope. That was a few days ago.
Well, I'm just at sea.
Okay, nope. That's, you're still with the whales.
No, I'm in space. I'm in the vacuum of space.
No, no, get back
I'm
on the planet.
Somebody's put me in a box.
Don't get out of the transport.
I'm on a train of knowledge.
Wait, chaff. If you're on the train of knowledge and you're on this planet, where is your destination? Where are you going?
A wrestling stadium. Wrestling! It was wrestling. We need wrestling involved in this planet.
Yes, and you were suggesting a lot of leisure activities, which were not...
ham.
Still beginning with a W. Gonna try and that word again.
Whales. Is whales?
No, it was
star marlins.
No,
the metaphor of knowledge. Wrestling.
Keep going. There
wrestling.
We go. Yes.
I have
okay.
to go around the cycle every time,
right.
David, otherwise I can't get there.
Okay. So.
Okay. Wrestling. Yes. So. Okay. Right. Yes. I've had a wonderful idea. So the main activity, in fact, the only activity other than work and breathing and metabolizing sugar, is to go to wrestling. You wake up, you go to work, in your lunch break, look at a bit of wrestling, go back to the rest of the work, end of the day, look at that, watch choo-choo, the end work whistle's going, straight to a wrestling match to watch oiled beings smash each other, but in a pretend way.
Yes. Okay, Trexel, look, I know this doesn't really matter, but for my own sake...
What do you mean it doesn't matter, David? This is art, this is creativity, this is the very lifeblood of Stella Firma Limited. If it doesn't matter, then what matters? Do I matter? Oh, my board, maybe I don't matter. Maybe I'm just dust on the space-time continuum. Maybe I should just tear all the panels off the walls and start beating people to death with them.
Warning, consultant spiraling.
Okay, maybe we just forget what I just said there.
Hang on, there we go, okay?
Okay, good. Right, so... you're talking about the only two things being work and wrestling.
Yes.
Right? For the inhabitants of the planet.
Only thing they're allowed to do. If they even think about chess, they are done.
Okay. But also, what if work was wrestling? And what if the guests didn't live on the planet, but came from off the planet...
right.
...using... spaceship.
Well, that means a whole liberalisation of the transport policy, and I'm not sure if you have the legislative power to do that.
Okay, Trex, are you really married to the government-mandated...
I do like a government-mandated limited transport policy. It's really one of my things.
What about a government-mandated entertainment policy instead?
That would be amazing! Forget all the transport stuff! It's drivel! Tear it up! Burn down Parliament! Kill the Queen!
Sedition detected. Security alerted.
Okay, and what entertainment are we mandating?
Wrestling! Wrestling 24-7. Work? Work is wrestling. Wrestling is work. Wrestling is life. You are inside the kayfabe, trapped in a glass house of wrestling. Look outside. There's nothing there. Just a waste of endless time and fear and unpredictable narratives in which people don't fall in love for no good reason.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right. I'm so bought into this, David, I can't even begin to tell you.
Okay,
well... I am a wrestle man.
Well, if you're bought
I am a wrestling boy.
Okay, we've got...
Wrestle with me creatively. Don't touch me. Let's wrestle with our minds. Ha! Ho! Ah! Ah!
You want me to intellectually wrestle with you?
Jump off my brain turnbuckle! Jump off my brain turnbuckle!
Okay. So we've got some wrestlers who are working here.
Yes.
Who else works in a wrestling stadium?
Ah, the rope tensioners. The trampoline police. The people that, you know, point lights and stuff at these. It's not important. There's a general staff.
Okay.
And in fact, if we could make almost everyone a wrestler, wouldn't that make for one heck of a battle?
Well, just given that we're intellectually wrestling right now and you did invite me to do this...
I did. Welcome to my mind ring.
That's a terrible idea. You can't have generalised staff, right? If you're designing...
Ding, ding. I've just decided that the wrestling match is over. If you're going to be so negative about all this, maybe I don't want to do any of it.
Well, look, I'm just trying to make you better here, okay? You can't just say things like generalised staff, okay? We're designing a planet. You need to think about the detail.
Fine. Okay, level one pay, intern. You have 2 weeks off a year and your sick pay is you get punched in the face. Level two, administrative staff and maintenance. Pays a little bit better. Are we getting granular enough
for you? I feel like you're being a bit of a facetious Freddy.
Well, actually, maybe I'm being a facetious Fabian, which is like a facetious Freddy, but sexier, and you meet him on a holiday.
Well, what a truculent Trexel you are.
Oh, I like that. The adventures of a truculent Trexel.
It's not a good
follow
thing.
Him
it's
through just, his life.
It's not a good
he's at
being a truculent is.
Depot. You're shouting at someone's wife.
Okay.
Get out of my way!
Analyzing.
I'm Drexel, and I've got stuff to do. It's good. I could work it into an entire series.
Song free of sedition. And tune.
Yeah, I do feel like you've actually captured the essence of being truculent while still making it a positive. I don't... Okay, use that creativity to design a planet.
Okay, will do. Right, so we have got an entire world enslaved in the tight fist of wrestling, but we need to have this broken up into city-states. You can't just have, one giant state.
Right, yes.
You could have one giant... Everything is wrestling.
Well, I mean, yes.
You're in a school. The teacher is wrestling the cleaning staff. You're in a hospital. The doctor is throttling the patient, but in a mime way so they don't actually get hurt.
Okay, well, that's good. They've asked for a wrestling planet where everything is wrestling, so you're giving them that.
Yes.
But let's deal with the warring city-states because that provides easy narrative.
Yes.
You have different wrestle groups, wrestle cabinets, wrestle governments.
We've got face states and heel states.
Yes.
The face states can become heel states, but only if they betray a friend state. But a heel state, that could become a kind of comedy heel state. Its transport policy is laughably underthought. So, you know, you don't like them, but you're sort of cheering for them, you know?
Yeah, okay, right. So, where do all of these different wrestle nations come together to wrestle, right?
The Wrestledome.
The Wrestledome.
In Wrestle City. In Wrestle State. In Wrestledonia!
Yes. Right. So that's the non-negotiable option here, right?
There is a big central city on top of a mountain. Everything good's at the top of a mountain. And I'm not talking about clouds. Up high you climb. In fact, you have to be strong and supple and muscular in order to climb the sheer cliff up to the Wrestledome in Wrestledonia.
Unless you're part of the audience, at which point there are luxury shuttles.
Absolutely. Provided by the government in a very liberal transport policy.
Exactly.
So, you know they have those wrestle things, I've seen them on Imogen, where they have, like, a ladder and there's a briefcase full of cash, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, what if that ladder was, in fact, the mountain, and 500 wrestlers start at the bottom of the mountain, they all have to wrestle their way up where the Wrestle Dome lives, and then on the top of the Wrestle Dome, there is, on a flaming chain, the deed to Wrestledonia.
And whoever gets the deed becomes the Wrestle Champ!
Yes! Champion of wrestling!
They
wielding the mighty Wrestle Scepter and the deed of wrestling, and they don their Wrestle Crown!
David, I've never seen you so excited by any concept in your entire life.
I did watch some wrestling on Imogen and I did get quite into it.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it? It's a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of wrestle fun. I'm just really into those big oily people just slapping their meat around.
Watch it, Buster.
David, that actually brings up an incredibly important point. Oil. We need so much oil. People can't wrestle without oil, David. You'd start to grip to each other and it'd become weird.
And meat. You need so many calories to keep them big muscly muscles muscling about.
What substance can we really just stuff this populace with that's both oily and meaty?
Chorizo.
Chorizo?
Chorizo!
It's the ultimate wrestler's snack, packed with red meat, but also so oily that whenever you eat it, everybody can see that you've just eaten it.
Chow down on that oily red sausage and become a big, big wrestler!
Excellent, David, excellent. I think we've really nailed down the core concepts of how this is all going to work. An entire world built around the concept of wrestling, at its centre, a wrestle mountain, at the top, the deed to wrestledom. The champ sits atop, with a pile of chorizo sausage.
Perfect. Right, yes, well, I could probably just...
Would you like to submit?
Work this through and maybe remove some of the more overtly sexual bits.
Remove, David? You're going to start editing it right here in front of me with your big judgy pen, crossing things out. All of that's gold, David. All of it stays in.
Yes, yes, yes. No, it will all of it, every single last drop of letters will stay in.
David?
Yes, what?
Something's up.
No, nothing's up.
I may come across...
I'm down. I'm on the floor.
David, get up off of the floor. You can't pull that just to get away. That's a real Geissman move. I've used that move before. You can't just pretend to have passed out on the floor in order to get away from your responsibilities.
No, I'm down on the floor now.
Get up off of the floor and face me like a clone.
Shan't.
David, I will come over there and put a government-issued hook in your face in order to get you...
You can't catch me. I'm slithering away.
You're so oily. Come here.
No.
Come
here.
That was so difficult to grip!
No!
Get your back and
eat clone slurry!
Ah! My eyes! Ah, it's so vinegary and hot! Oh, the clone slurry! What is up with you, David?
Nothing!
You sprayed hot clone slurry into my face from a tube!
No, I didn't!
My suit is ruined!
Well, no, you did that!
What do you mean I did that? You pointed at my face and screamed, eat clone slurry!
That was you!
David! I may come across as a happy-go-lucky scamp, but only so long can I be pushed before I say no. Something's changed.
No.
Something's weird.
No.
You spray me with hot clone slurry.
No.
You make less and less oblique comments about changing things on the plans.
No, I didn't.
I accept that you have to edit my certain creative eddies in the process, but you can't just change things, David, and I think you're starting to change things.
No, I'm not changing anything, no, because obviously the deadline is so sacrosanct and fixed that I couldn't possibly make any edits within the time you leave the office and the time that we have to... I actually deliver the briefs while you're here, so how could I possibly edit it? I think you're just thinking things, Trey, so you're being paranoid about the David, obviously paranoid.
Yikes.
You make a very good point, David, but in a way that is so suspicious.
No.
That I have got a suspicious hat on.
Nope, that was perfectly suspicious.
I have got a hat on full of suspicion.
That was unspicious.
It's a 10-gallon hat of I know something's up. And not just on top of my head like the hat, but actually up like in a situation like now.
Well, I'm wearing a 20-gallon hat of... David is fine, thank you.
Well, I'm wearing a 40-litre hat of I don't believe your 20-gallon hat.
Well, I've just exploded your 40-litre hat with a 20-megaton bomb of true facts.
My hat!
This fact is that David is not lying about anything and the deadline is sacrosanct and Trexel Geissman is fine. Goodbye. Good day, sir. Good day.
I got that hat on holiday and you've ruined it.
Well... then you shouldn't have been so suspicious about something that shouldn't have been suspicious about, because my truth bomb then came and blew your hat up because it was suspicious about things.
You can talk to me, David. If something's wrong, if somebody's, you know, being mean to you and needs taking care of, you can tell Trexel, who's coming into the office maybe every day and making your life hard. I'll have a long word with them and make sure they don't do it again. Sort of going weird and sort of red.
Just hang on. I think I've got something here.
Okay.
Just look at this.
It's a sort of a flat plane.
Yes.
Highly polished.
Yes.
Almost glass-like.
Yes.
But there's some sort of silver backing. Oh, who's that fellow?
Oh, yes, who is it?
Hello? They waved at me when I waved. It's a friend. Wait, they're copying me. You think you're so funny, don't you? You're mocking me, aren't you? You come in. Ah! My hand! I punched it and it was a mirror!
Okay, Trek, so that wasn't a trick. That was just literally holding up a mirror.
My hand is bleeding now.
That's not some kind of like...
Where did they go?
Well, that's not a mirror, Trek. So that's not like Trexel spelt with a Y or something.
Where did they go? They smashed a mirror over my hand and then went away.
No, you smashed the...
You come back here, mirror me!
Well, maybe, mirror, you ran out of the door. I need to submit this deadline absolutely
like
on time.
Submit?
Good day, sir. I said good day!
I'll get you, mirror Trexel!
Oh, can't believe I got away with that one. That was close.
What was that? Sorry,
what? No.
I just came back in because I left my briefcase. What was close?
I was writing a letter to Mirror Trexel telling him to never return!
Oh, do read out that letter to me right now.
Dear Mirror Trexel, never return!
Can I take that?
Yep, there you go.
I've got a letter for you, Mirror Trexel! I've got blood on it. Anyway, bye!
Yikes.
Oh, Borg, that was close. But too close. Far too close. He's an idiot, but he's still got a brain of sorts. Right. Keep it together. Keep it together.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Laurie Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode... Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.